Hello, everybody. My name is Justice Waters from the Free State of Indiana. Today is October 20th. I can't believe it's that late in the calendar already. But it is. We got 2 days left of the Feast of Tabernacles. So once the feast is over, all cards are off the table. Today is the 20th of October, and a lot of people, starting back about 4 years ago, called what the operation that everything is going to go into Red October. This, I believe, is the actual Red October. Now, we got a little bit of business to take care of before we get into everything. And this is just for the justices and the judges. If you are interested in sitting on the Supreme Court level, email me and I will turn your name in to the president, who has to send your name in to Congress. That will be we'll have a special call just for those who are interested in going over exactly what the Supreme Court is doing, because it's not like what we see in the Supreme Court today. They do very little at all compared to what they do in the corporate world. So if you're interested, send me an email. I'll give you my email address here in just a second, give everybody a chance to get paper and something to write with. The reason we're doing this push right now, we've got a couple people in the Republic in high positions who have, one has committed treason already. Another one is, he's acting like he's about ready to. And they're pushing the nation state stuff. And we can't deal with that. We're not going to. One of those two has already resigned. The other one has not. They are at a level where they are important seats. I'll just put it that way. I won't name their names yet. But if the one that's still in continues on, we will have to form a grand jury on a national level and go from there. Now, the other reason we need the Supreme Court, at least five of us in the Supreme Court, is because when the military comes around and says, how many you got on the Supreme Court, we will need at least five. The reason I say five is because at the time that they wrote the Northwest Ordinance, they didn't have a Supreme Court like we did. That was written under the Articles, what we have in the national, in the Constitution, is five members at the time that that was written. We're going back to 1860. At that time, they had five members of the Supreme Court. That's where we will start. We can add later, because the nation is much bigger and more populated and does more business with other nations. And that's because the Supreme Court doesn't hear cases like abortion or cases like gay rights. That's a state issue. The national issue is they deal with treaties that the government makes with other nations, such as Iraq, Turkey or whatever, and that the bills and the rules that are coming out of the Congress are actually constitutional or not. And that's what the Supreme Court deals with. That's really all. There's a bunch of rules that go with it. I think there's like 120 rules that not only the Congress, but the judicial back in the day tried, they repealed, they added something different. They were trying things out, and they found out some things worked, some things didn't. And through the early 1800s up to about 1820, they finally got it where they wanted it, and that's what we adopted. But we're needing members. Right now we have one, so we're going to need at least 3 to 5 more people who are interested in sitting at that level. Now, I'll give you this. We are not stood up yet, so therefore you could be nominated to sit at the Supreme Court level by the president and still wear the hat of a judge in your state until that can be filled. If you're not interested in it, then don't worry about it. But if you are, then either contact me through an email or tell your governor who can contact me. So I'll leave it at that. Now, there's an issue going on with the government. I think everybody remembers the COVID days. And I'm going to give you this information that I got just, 2 days ago. And I got it off a website that's called the Reese Report. It's a medical journal online, and it comes from all different places around the world. They write articles, and it goes into this. Now, back in 2019, when we started first seeing the videos of the Chinese walking down their sidewalks in Wuhan and just collapsing on the street and falling over, that was in probably July, maybe August of 2019, when the word was coming out that the COVID virus was going around. Now, at that time, Trump was president, and we needed to speedily get a vaccine for it. So Trump had the vaccine made. Now, Trump did not know what was in the vaccine. He just knew there was a vaccine for it. But when Biden took over, now remember, Biden wasn't elected. The Democrat Party stole the election. If they didn't steal it, then why are all these states making their corrections now? Which they are. Why is the DOJ suing the state of Virginia for making sure there's no illegals on the voting roster, which they found over 20-some thousand? I mean, if they didn't steal it back in 2019, then what are they doing today? You think the same thing's going to try to happen? Of course it is. They want to retain power. Now remember, when the COVID came out here in America, and they claim it was brought over by some guy in China, hopped on a plane and flew over here, and then spread it around up in the Washington area, Seattle. Then it spread across the country. Oh, we got to have the vaccine. Biden, what did he do? He mandated that every single person living in America needs to get the COVID vaccine. We had family members that were trying to get first in line because they work in healthcare, and they were told if they didn't take it, they'd get fired because it was mandated. My God, mandate. President mandated it. We got to do it. And then we find out the mandate's not law. You can't ensure that a mandate will be carried out the way you want because it's unenforceable. It's a wish list. I hope everybody does it, but you can't force people to do it. But Biden tried. And 49%, they say, took that initial COVID vaccine. Then they started pushing the booster shots. Every so, what was it, 3-4 months, you had to take the booster to ensure the fact that if you get it a second time, my God, you don't be spreading it around. First, they tell you it prevents you to get it, and that didn't work. And then they say, well, you get it a second, you know, you get your second booster, your third booster, you're just making sure you don't get it and spread it around. Which now, just a couple weeks ago, the United States Corporate Supreme Court ruled that the vaccine isn't really a vaccine. That means that Sandy Mariaki, with her lawsuit and with the Air Force, she should win that. We know the state of New York, starting about a year ago, started rehiring or offering to rehire the state employees they fired because they didn't get the shot as it was mandated. What Biden did was called treason because he tried to kill massive amounts of people in this country. And I'm about to tell you why. Now, you new people, if you've taken this vaccine just once, you better be sitting down because what I'm going to share with you is scary. For those that haven't taken it, make sure you spread this to the family members or your friends. I'll have Sandy send this particular thing out tomorrow. A peer-reviewed study published on Friday last week documented 55, that's 5-5, undeclared chemical elements which have been detected in the COVID gene therapy technology from brands Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and then there's some others I can't even pronounce, including several toxic elements such as aluminum, titanium, arsenic, lead, thorium, and uranium. My God, they use uranium to make a thermonuclear explosion. The researchers have deduced that the COVID gene therapy technology injections are part of a secret worldwide nanotechnological experimentation program. These crimes against humanity have still gone unanswered. Now, later down this topic, it says, but they wanted to issue this by the year 2010, but because of circumstances, they had to wait a decade in 2020. That was the problem 10 years ago, but the COVID-19 pandemic gave these mad scientists an excuse to inject billions of humans with a mysterious cocktail of nanotech. These researchers at La Quinta, Columbia, have pointed out that the possible relationships between the injections and the invisible light, which is constantly flashing from your mobile phones. Scientists can switch on cells in a mouse's brain simply by switching on the light. The light activates nerve cells, which makes the animals walk and run in circles. This neat trick is also a powerful new tool. Using light to control the behavior of cells is teaching us about everything from how we wake up and how we learn. It has the ability to target specific neurons in living, moving animals, and now humans. That makes this technique so powerful. So let me kind of tell you what this is. You go and get 2 or 3 booster shots after you've taken the initial shot. And you think you're a good United States person because you've done what Biden said you had to do. And you get all these chemicals in your body. Some of it sticks to your lungs, your brain cells, your back area, your spinal column, down into your legs and toes. And what it does, it starts destroying your bone marrow. Well, your bone marrow is what produces the white corpuscles in your blood. That's your immune system. So if your cell structure in your bone is corrupted, you can't produce anything to fight diseases or, you know, things that come into your body. So now you are totally dependent upon Big Pharma to keep giving you shots, to keep giving you big pills to take so you don't die, which now costs you thousands upon thousands of dollars every month. But here's what I found out about cerium. Cerium is one of the rare chemicals that can be found in houses and equipment such as a color television, fluorescent lamps, energy-saving lamps, and glasses are rare chemicals that have comparable properties. Cerium is mostly dangerous in a working environment due to the fact that it damps and it has gases that can be inhaled with air. This can cause lung problems, especially during long-term exposure. It produces emboliums in your lungs, and it can be a threat to your liver when it accumulates in the human body. Cerium has no known biological role, but it has been noted that certain cerium salts stimulate metabolism. So this is in that shot. I want you to also know that's what they're spraying from the back of jets in the air at 35, 40,000 feet. The Air Force, when they do this, they know the wind direction, the speed of the wind, and where they want to hit, what target of people do they want to hit. So if you see it flying right over top of you and you see that jet with that white column coming out the back, that isn't going to hit you. It, as it comes down, the wind is going to blow it probably 200 to 300 miles somewhere to the east or northeast from you. If it's way off, almost on the horizon from you, and you're downwind, that's what's going to be hitting you. They know. They've practiced over the years. Matter of fact, I kind of joke about it. I was watching an old black and white Western and with John Wayne, and at the end of the movie, he was riding his horse off, waving his hat in the air to the people behind him, smiling and yelling out, "I'll see you later," or something. And as he's riding along, the camera kind of pans back, and you see a white streak in the sky. And that movie was made back about 1953-54. We know they were doing these experimentations years and years ago. They've been doing it for almost 70 years now, after World War II. Remember, von Braun, the rocket scientist for the Nazis, was the first person in charge of NASA. He was the one that made the Jupiter capsules and rockets that first went around the Earth, orbited the Earth. That was Braun von John, or whatever his name is, Braun. So we, as a nation, have a history of them spraying poisons in the air. Now, I say that because the election season is coming up, and now they are starting to want to bring back the shots. I'm seeing more and more commercials. It's been a couple of years since they pushed it. It's quieted down. And so now they want you to understand, we got a couple of new diseases here. We need to take these shots. And by the way, the COVID is breaking out again, starting in the north, moving to the south, right before election time. So you have to mail in your ballots, right? Just like last time. The only difference is this time we know their trick. And a lot of the governors in the corporate states are banning what they're trying. And now the DOJ is already, like I said, suing Virginia. I wonder how many more states are going to sue, like Alabama. Remember, Alabama is the one that got Trump in trouble first because they wanted to put his rear end in prison for life for trying to overthrow an election. That came from Alabama. But so far, it hasn't worked. Now, what I'm about to share with you, and this is our main topic, I was thinking last Monday, what would happen if the government shut down or completely or came down and imploded and it's no more? What, as we're driving down the road, what out here will go with it? What won't we have anymore? Well, these are agencies from the federal government. And if you got this, you saw how many they are. I mean, just the government itself, there are 24 agencies that we probably don't really need. When Abraham Lincoln was in office, he had five businesses. That was it. Just five. They are Lincoln's cabinet, Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of War, Attorney General, Postmaster General, Secretary of the Navy, and Secretary of the Interior. Seven cabinet positions. That's all. Do you know that right now Biden had 23 cabinets? Would you like to hear them? They are judicial panel on multi-district litigation, Court of Internal Trade, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and Review, Alien Terrorist Removal Court, Federal Judicial Center, Federal Public Defenders Organizations, Judicial Conference of the United States, Administration Office of the United States Courts, Office of the Court Administration, Office of Defender Services, Office of Facility and Security, Office of Finance and Budget, Office of the General Counsel, Office of Human Resources, Office of Information Services, Office of Internal Services, Office of Judicial Conference Executive Secretary, Office of Legislative Affairs, Office of Judges Programs, Probation and Perpetual Service System, Office of Public Affairs, Marshal of the United States Supreme Court, which is the Supreme Court Police, United States Sentencing Commission. Then right up underneath the president, we have, these are all different departments. The USDA, Department of Agriculture, the Department of Commerce, the DOD, United States Department of Defense, Department of Education, Department of Energy, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Housing and Urban Development, Department of the Interior, Department of Justice, Department of Labor, Department of State, Department of Transportation, Department of Treasury, Department of Veterans Affairs, Independent Agency Tribunals, and Government-Owned Corporations. Uh-oh. Joint Programs and Integrity. Spatial Inspector General's Office and Quasi-Official Agencies. That's a lot of people we have to pay tax for, right? Oh, it gets better. White House Office. Office of the Chief of Staff, National Security Advisor, Policy Council, National Economic Council, Cabinet Affairs, Communications, Digital Strategy, Office of the First Lady, Office of Intergovernmental Affairs, Legislative Affairs, Office of Management and Administration, Office of Political Affairs, Office of the Staff Secretary, and Office of Records Management, Office of Presidential Advice, Presidential Personnel Office, Public Engagement, Office of Social Security, Office of Social Secretary, White House Press Office, Office of White House Counsel, Oval Office Operations, White House Military Office, and the President's Commission on White House Fellowships. Now, public business run by the federal government. Get ready. This is going to blow your shoes off. Tennessee Valley Authority, which is Energy, Flood Control, and Land Management. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, banking. Export Import Bank, banking and international trade. Federal Prison Industries, inmate rehabilitation in federal prisons. Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, that's farmers insurance. Commodity Credit Corporation, called CCC, Farmers Crops and Foreign Price Stabilization. The St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. Government National Mortgage Corporation, that's mortgage loans. United States Postal Service, founded in 1970, Public Mail Service. That's when the post office became the postal service. National Railroad Passenger Corporation. That would be Amtrak. Federal Finance Bank, financing for the federal government. Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. That's protections of pensions. for American workers. So if you work for a company that went out of business and your pension went away, those are the guys who allowed it to happen. Trust of San Francisco Conservation and Hospitality. Boy, what a great city to put that in, right? U.S. Internal Development Finance Corporation, International Investments. I'll bet you that was the one that allowed Biden and Obama to put so many billions of dollars on the tarmac there in Tehran. Now, here's the big one. This really got me. Top government contractors. These are the people who have government-funded businesses contracted to the United States Corporation. Just understand, that's a government contract. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, Raytheon Company, Northrop Grumman, Keysong Corporation, United Technologies, Huntington Ingall Industries, Rodeos, L3Harris Technology, Humana Insurance, Honeywell Corporation, Bay Systems, Plural Corporation, Booz Allen Hamilton, AECOM, whatever that stands for, Science Application Internal Corporation, General Electric, General Atomics, Triad National Security, a group called ANSWER, Jacobs Engineering, Tantinan Corporation, Atlantic Diving Supply, California Institute of Technology, Caltech, Memorial Institution, KBR, Oshkosh Corporation, TACI, Bechtel, Consolidated Nuclear Security. I mean, this list goes on all the way to 100. But now we're coming into some that affect you every day. Dell Technologies. If you have a Dell computer, that's where it came from. Pfizer. I did not know this until Friday. Pfizer is a government-contracted business. They deal strictly in medicine, what they call medicine, drugs, and that's why the government went with Pfizer first, because they're government-contracted. How about FedEx? They deliver stuff to your house, right? Well, if the government goes down, Dell Technologies, Caltech, Pfizer, FedEx, they all go down with it. That's where they get their money. Verizon Communications. About 70% of the American people have Verizon as a phone carrier or internet carrier like I do. Well, if the government goes down, how long does that last? AT&T. And here's a big one. Microsoft. Most of us have a computer that has a Microsoft driver on it. BP. British Petroleum. The government of Canada. Think about that. The government of Canada is funded by us. They are something that our government funds. I could not believe that. United Health Group, That's a major insurance company. And as we found out back about, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, from a retired judge who turned tail and turned against the corporation, wrote a paper and said that all insurance companies in America go through the U.S. government, which then goes through the Vatican. And every time you pay your payment for insurance, a portion of that goes to the Pope in Italy. How nice. Everything that I just mentioned to you, there's one that is not mentioned in that whole group, and it's called the EPA. You want to know why? They are an agency given the power by then President Nixon, and they have the power of self-regulation. In other words, they make their own rules and their own laws as they go. It's called a regulatory agency because Congress authorizes us to write regulations when that explain the technical, operational, and legal details necessary to implement laws. Regulations are mandatory requirements that can apply to individuals, businesses, state or local governments, nonprofit institutions, or others. We provide a number of tools for you to keep track of and participate in the development of new EPA regulations and to learn how to comply with existing regulations. Title 40, Code of Federal Regulations, also 40 CFR. Now, I want you to know that when the time comes, and I believe it's coming very quickly, when this government goes down, it's not just the government that's going down. Things that we use every day will go with it. That's why we and others, you hear this a lot on other chats, to prepare, have enough food and water to last you maybe a month or so. Now they're talking 6 months now. You may not lose water because that will run, but I want you to think about this now. The county that you live in right now, where you are sitting, is in a state and governed by a group of people and judges, a governor, that is in corporation with the federal corporation. So when the U.S. corporation goes down, every state goes down, every county loses its authority, and you have no one except the military and the National Guard and some militia groups to take the reign of law enforcement. Now, in your mind, can you imagine anything good that would come out of that immediately if there was no law enforcement, no fire department, no sheriff's department, no local police, because, well, that whole system went down? Everything that you use every day is one way or another connected to the federal government. If you live in a city or a town that your water comes from that town is incorporated to the county, which is to the state, which is to the national or the federal government. When it goes down, it trickles all the way down to your running water. 90% of the people in America live on water that comes from a town, a city, or what they call a pronopolis or whatever. you're going to lose your authority and your power. You better hope you got water stored up, or and that you don't live on the 18th floor of a high rise somewhere. No toilets, no nothing. Because it went down. Why? Because it is sustainable today because of the Federal Reserve System. Do you know that right now we, the United States, are the only nation that's using our so-called Federal Reserve note? Nobody else in the world is using it. They all dropped it. They're with the BRICS. We're the only one left. And we can't buy oil with it because they're not accepting it. This is why Trump keeps saying, we got so much oil underneath us, we can have enough natural gas and oil to last another 100 years with everybody using it. He knows, because the last time he was in office, he was using that. But now we don't have that. Now you tell me, if all the things and regulations that Biden did away with the first week he was in office, if he was doing good for the American people. And he did real good for OPEC, and he did real good for Russia, and then he did real good for China. Why? How many millions of dollars did Russia and China pay Hunter Biden that slipped right on through the system, went to offshore accounts, no taxes, and then wound up in the Biden family? Millions of dollars. He got $5 million from that woman who's way up high in Russia, and then he got $37 million from China because, see, he went over to China and did the same thing in China as he did in Ukraine. Why did he go to Ukraine and be on the board? Because we wanted to build 3 more bio labs on the Russian border. And it got done because Hunter Biden. And his dad was vice president at the time. When Russia broke away from the U.S. dollar, China broke away from the U.S. dollar, that killed the U.S. dollar. There were some small nations that were taking it and using it, and they have since backed away. You know why? Because China was really pretty smart. The Chinese people are more well-educated than you think they are. They're very well educated in business. So what China would do, they would send their international bankers to foreign small countries in the nation or the continent of Africa and offer them billions of dollars to build their infrastructure up, to pay their people, and they would take it. And about halfway through there, the Chinese would then say, we want our money repaid. Well, they couldn't repay it. So China comes in and takes over the nation. Africa is about 40% Chinese run right now. They haven't got to the Mediterranean nations yet. They're too big. The Congo will be next. What they did with like Madagascar and places like that, now they're doing to the Congo. It's interesting to watch them work. And that's all been since Biden's been in office. So he has caused the collapse of the Federal Reserve System. Now, I know the market went up all week long except for one day. And it settled on, what was it, 40,000 what I saw? The Dow Jones? I mean, huge upbringings. That's because the federal government prints money, throws it into the market. It's about 25 to 30% inflated with nothing. People like big CEOs, they're making millions of dollars a year because their company is getting flooded with U.S. dollars, which aren't no good. Now, I don't know if any of you have seen it. There are pictures of people holding the new United States Treasury dollars. Technically speaking, Federal Reserve is not a dollar, it's a note. It's a promise to pay. That's because it's not worth anything. But we do promise to ensure the fact that you will get your $5 somewhere down the road. You just pass this fake money around. Do you know it costs more to print one bill of a Monopoly game than it does to print one bill of the Federal Reserve just because of the colors of ink? 7 cents apiece for Monopoly money, 5 cents apiece for a U.S. note, no matter what denomination it is. It's only worth 5 cents. So what I'm telling you is this. Get ready. The day is upon us. We used to say all the time when that day comes. Well, that day's no longer coming. We're sitting right there in the doorway, ready to walk in. For us in this republic, we are where we are supposed to be. When I vetted some people, I made sure that I listened to what you would say, and every one of you mentioned, God brought me here. God led me here. And that tells me that all of you that are here because you were led by the Holy Spirit to be here. Now, if the Holy Spirit led you here, and we are part of the remnant in this nation, and we're doing what God wanted us to do from the very beginning, and if you stay true to your oath and true to the word, and you stand on the word every single day, don't you think God will protect you? Because you're right where God wants you. Think about that. You're not here by accident. You're here because the Holy Spirit led you here. Now, those that resign and leave, good luck with what you want to do. We don't want to leave anybody with bad or ill feelings. And I will say this, when the Bible speaks about forgiveness, it's always about a brother or a sister. We can forgive our brothers. But those that aren't brothers, and believe you me, there are a whole lot more out there that are not brothers and sisters that are in the Lord. If they commit something against us and they injure us, we have every right under law to prosecute them. In our case, we can set up all the things that we need to set up, go through all the paperwork, indict them, and then hold on to that indictment. And when the military comes in and says, your turn, and we get stood up, we can hand all that, all those indictments over to the military. Now, I'm telling you now, so you'll know. You can tell others. All these people back in the early days, way back 2010 through 2013, including Nathan Peachey, who's already sitting in a jail cell for the rest of his life, we'll get him out, and then we'll prosecute him ourselves. But all those people that went with the nation state groups and tried to tear this republic to shreds They are all already indicted. Their names are on paperwork for the crimes that they committed, not just against us, but against God. It's not our job to prosecute and carry out a sentence. We can't do that. We don't have any authority right now. But when the military comes in, those people committed treason against you, the American people, by what they're doing. All those people with Anna Van Wright and all those groups, they're all treasonous. They're all going down. And they're all going to wind up in a military tribunal. Because when the corporation goes down, we go up and we take their place. That's why we're holding the seats. And one day the light's going to get turned on in the room and we're all going to stand up because now it's our turn to take the seats that the Constitution allows us. And we will have full authority of the Constitution. And where does the Constitution get its authority? From the Word of God. Biblical law. It was written in such a way, it was written from the two books of Chronicles, the first five books of the Bible, which is what's called the Torah, and a lot of it on the laws of Moses. The main part was the Ten Commandments. Believe it or not, that's where your Ten Amendments, we call the Bill of Rights, came from. Those Ten Commandments. You do have the right to counsel. You do have the right to have somebody speak on your behalf, whether you are guilty or not. There are some crimes that will be committed in the county level where it's little, you know, he called me this and that, and basically you can throw those out because that will be settled before you get to court. And now all you need to do is make sure restitution is made. So you judges that are in the county court level, you're going to be the busiest. You're going to hear all the little stuff. Jimmy called me a whore and I want to sue him. That's the kind of stuff you're going to hear. He ran over my dog and killed my cat. You know, stuff like that. District courts, they won't hear that. Circuit courts won't hear that. County court will. Sometimes the county court will deal with a murder charge. County sheriff does the investigation, forms a grand jury. Grand jury is stable enough to understand that it's a true bill, that the guy actually did it. Then it goes to court in the county, not state. State handles state affairs. That's the level of the state Supreme Court. They deal with the stuff from Indiana and maybe Ohio. There's a dispute. That's what they handle. They don't hear the stuff like that. However, if a trial in the county level, say, is a hung trial where they can't get 12 people on the jury to agree, or maybe it's found guilty and they go up then to the next level of the state, you have one shot at that. Just one. And again, if you're found guilty of a high crime, murder, rape, child molestation, something of that nature, you're going to die. That's just the way the law is. There is no saying, well, we got 20 years. No. You know why? Because the founding fathers figured it out. They didn't want to put somebody in a jail cell, then have to feed them and clothe them and all this other stuff, take care of their medical while they're sitting there free of charge eating. They did not want the public to pay that for them. So if you have committed a crime that's the only death, the only penalty is death, that's why it's going to be done within 72 hours. However, when the corporation goes down, the military will be doing, well, I hate to say it this way, but mass executions, because many, many people in authority across the country have they've been caught red-handed causing treason, sedition, conspiracy to all those. When one person commits a crime, it's just a crime. When two people commit a crime, there's conspiracy brought into it. It takes more than two to commit conspiracy. In this case, you've got thousands that are doing the same thing in conjunction with each other, and we can prove they had phone calls and texts back and forth of the crimes that they're going to commit. Under the Constitution, the U.S. Navy and Army, that's all they had at that time, is supposed to protect the borders of the country. That's it. They're not supposed to go to Iraq and protect our rights in America. That's not the purpose of going to Iraq. Going to Iraq is to make money for the military complex. No, the Constitution says the Army and the Navy. Why both? Because the Army is on land and the Navy is at sea. And they protect the borders of our nation. That means the military can come on the land and do what they have to do. Now, understand also that if we have an invading force coming into the borders of our country, the military has every right under military law, the UCMJ, as well as laws of the nation, to come to Kansas, go to Michigan, to do whatever they have to do to extract the enemy. We went over that about a month ago with the military law 11.3, that when the invading force is no longer taking care of the citizenry, then their occupation is done and they have to leave. The corporate government set up by England and the Vatican, infiltrated by the Jesuits, brought down the Republic and instituted a government that they wanted, called a democratic government, were basically mob rules. And you go forth in that government over a period of time, the Democrats and the Republicans are always going back and forth at each other, and they all worship the same person, the Pope. He's God on earth. He controls everything. He does it through the Jesuits. You may not know who a Jesuit is, but they're there. They're inside your church denominational board of directors. They're actually in your church, but they're Jesuits because they want to control the narrative of what's being taught. And then when the 501c3 came out back in 54, that job was now given over to the U.S. government, and they instituted the IRS to do it. That's why that particular code, code 26, is the 501c3. And when you look at the crimes against the U.S. government in their U.S. code, you know, everybody seems to get bombarded in the tax courts on not wanting to pay your taxes. Do you know that in the tax code, there is no crime of not paying your taxes? Why? Because it says it is, well, if you want to pay, it's your choice. Here's the problem. once you pay, now you're in their system and you have to pay every year. If you never started paying, oh, wait a minute. See, the jobs get you because when you go to work, they got that little form you have to fill out that they, you know, they can take a little bit out or they can take everything they're supposed to out of your taxes. Now, if you refuse to sign that, well, you don't have a job. That's satanic. That's not biblical. That's satanic. Remember, there's only two ways out there. There's only two jurisdictions in the world. The jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, or the jurisdiction of Satan and hell. That's the only two. They call it by many different names, but that's all there is. So I want you to get ready and think. Keep this document I sent you. Look at it once in a while and understand. There's a lot of things out there that we use and don't even understand or know. They're associated with the federal government. And when that government goes down, like it will very quickly, that all goes with it. I want you to understand that, because you in the Republic need to prepare now for what's coming. We all do. So that's what I wanted to share with you tonight, because God's people can't go on unless they prepare. Noah was told to build a boat. It was going to rain. Now, I'm sure everybody laughed at him. Nobody knew what rain was. It always come up out of the ground like a mist. And when Noah and the animals and his family were all on the boat, Noah walked in that boat, and you know who closed the door? God. What did Christ say? I am the man, or I am the one that shuts doors that no man can open, and I am the one that can open doors that no man can shut. God shut the door, and nobody else was allowed in. Christ said he's going to return in the days just like it was in Noah's day. Well, they had giants back then. We don't have physical giants today, but back then the giants and the 200 watchers were trying to change the human race by the DNA, which they were doing. These shots that Pfizer and Moderna has given us, they're changing your DNA, because in that shot is a synthetic DNA, their DNA, one DNA that goes into everybody else's body. And when it mingles with your cell and your cellular structure, your DNA changes. They're doing exactly what the watchers did back in Noah's day. We are in the times of Noah. Well, that means Christ is coming before much longer. Yeah. But we have to wait a whole year. You know why? Because the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, has passed. And now we got to wait till next year at this time. That is biblical. This pre-trib rapture is not. One day I'll go over that. Now, there's another thing I want everybody to do, if you will, sometime next week. Through the course of next week, I want you to email me and you give me a time or a day that would be good to hold maybe once a week, a call where we talk strictly biblical things in the law, things that we probably won't share here. But if you would like to do that, email me, and I'll tell you what. If I get 20 people or more to do that and say, yeah, a certain day, a certain time, good for me, then we'll throw something together that suits everybody, okay? Because I like to do that. People are asking me all kind of questions, and I would just like to do that. We can do it maybe twice a month, something like that. Now, also, I don't want nobody getting mad at me, but next week, next Sunday night, because we have business to do, we will discuss the forms that we're going to have to use, what it's going to look like, and indictment papers, things of that nature, arrest warrants, what the paperwork is going to look like for the Republic. So if we're not going to have a normal type call like we've been having, it'll be a little bit different. All the judges are going to have to talk with each other through the course of the week and see what you can come up with as far as state type forms. Doesn't have to be the same as what we're doing in the national, but just make sure that, you know, arrest, the different forms. You can actually go to, I'm not sure what website it is, but your state website, if it has a link, you can go on law enforcement. You might be able to see what some of those documents look like. And so you kind of get an understanding of what all kind of documents we're going to need. A lot of those documents we won't use, but gives you an idea of what it looks like. So you justices, you need to start working on that just for your state. Now, like I said, if you want to be a Supreme Court justice, send in your name to me. I will give you a call. And then if you really want to do it, we'll send your name to the president because he's the one that has to appoint you. So just remember that. So other than that, that's all I have. Mark, if you would unmute, or excuse me, if you would stop the recording, we'll take questions.
Sir, I have a question for you here. Can you swear in or affirm in the justice from Iowa, Mark Kane?
I sure can.
Mark?
Yeah, don't unmute anybody. We'll get him on and swear him in.
Sounds great. Let me find. Give me a minute to find him here. All right. He's now unmuted.
Thank you. I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm having a wonderful day. Thanks for your time.
Hey. Well, hey, we're glad to have you. Glad you stepped up. And I'm happy I get to swear you in.
I appreciate that. Like you stated, God brought me here.
Well, that's always good to hear. Just as a question, did myself and my wife bet you, or somebody else did?
Somebody else did.
Okay. All right. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want to use the word swear or affirm?
I will affirm.
Okay. I'll say I, you say I, your name, and we'll go on.
Okay.
Here we go.
I. Kyle Markane.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
For the United States.
For the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you very much. God bless you all.
Congratulations.
Glad to have you.
All right, Justice Suarez, you want me to mute everybody now?
Yeah, you can do that, and we'll take some questions.
All right, just a reminder, everybody, if there's background noise, please mute yourself. And if I mute you, then you might not get muted right away after that. So here we go.
Brian Johnson in Colorado. Yeah.
Roger, you did not give your email for those that are interested in Supreme Court.
If you haven't watched it before, but
okay,
that's
I'll,
it.
I'll. Hey, Mark, mute everybody.
It's planned.
I made it a
thank you. Okay, here's my email. I'll give you the old one. L as in Lima, E as in Edward. I'm sorry, I did it wrong. L as in Edward. Yeah, I did. E L as in Lima, E as in Edward, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha, then the word republic at gmail.com. LEPA republic at gmail.com. Let me give you my phone number. My phone number is area code, what is our area code? 765. Isn't that a Beth? Is that our area code?
765.
Yeah, 765-251-2721. 765-251-2721. Okay, Mark. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Doing media news back in the day.
God bless you.
Roger,
Johnson,
this is
Colorado,
Zachary Campbell.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Brian Johnson, Justice in El Paso County, Colorado, with a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tuned into this call. It was a great call. God also led me here. I'm being sworn in on Thursday. I've read both books. My question is, I saw somewhere, and I thought this call was it, but I don't think it is. Where do we find out what's going to change as far as monetary once this happens?
Oh, wow.
The monetary
okay.
changes.
Good well, question. You can listen to Sandy, and you can listen. Well, we may go over that a little bit. There's different websites, different people you can get to. One of the good ones is called Big Call University. It's called Big Call Universe. The guy that's on there, his name is Bruce, and they have a list of calls that they've done over the past year, and they do their live calls on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, I believe at 9 o'clock. That would be 9 o'clock Eastern. And what I do is I wait like either till later that night when it's posted or the next day, because I don't want to hear all the other stuff that you talk about, which has nothing to do with what you want to hear. usually around with an hour into it, you can move that up and click, and that's when they start talking about the intel, the stuff that you want to hear. So
straighten my flag up.
Say again.
What?
Did you, what did you say?
Straighten it up. Crooked.
Is that something on YouTube or where can we locate that?
That's an actual website.
Oh, a national website.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's others out there, but I don't recommend them because they kind of play you. Another good place, I don't know if you have a Telegram account, but there's a lot of things on Telegram that you don't get anywhere else. So
yeah, I'm on Telegram. Yep, it keeps me busy.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And you know how to work that.
Yep.